bring DJs from different shows together?
Well, wonder no more. Listen to Active FM Live.
What's up? Yes, welcome to Active FM Live on a Friday.
Yep.
I am Nelsie Lee from philosophically_poetic.
I am Sandra from All Things Girl, or you can call me Peaches.
Yes, and today we're going to be talking about some very interesting things that have been happening currently in our nation. If you don't know where we are right now, we are in South Africa, and there has been quite a stir happening in South Africa.
Yes, there has.
So, we recently had a scandal happen in our country, and we had a store, and it's called Clicks.
Yeah.
And what they do is they sell cosmetics, they sell beauty products, they sell...
almost everything.
Almost,
it's no, sort of, well, not groceries, but yeah.
Yeah, and they sell medication and all of that other stuff. But they came out with an advert, a hair advert. And everybody...
an interesting one.
Not everybody, but many people in our nation are up in arms because of this advert. And we are just going to discuss it. What are your thoughts on the advert?
Well, first of all, let me explain how the ad was.
Yeah.
So it was a picture of Afro hair. That's the way I can put it. Afro hair. And then the down part was straight hair of, can I use... okay.
Yes.
So it was black hair and white hair. And then on top they're like, sure, I can't even say it. Can you do the honors?
So they had one picture that was basically saying dry and frizzy
and
hair.
Frizzy hair, yes.
And then they had another picture that says, well, this was not even brought up properly because it's not just two pictures.
Yeah.
The ad actually had multiple pictures. And obviously when you're looking at hair products and stuff, they describe the type of hair. Now, the issue with this whole advert was the fact that they had frizzy hair, they had dull hair with the black people, and then with the white people, they had flat and fine hair, and then they had normal hair. So I think the issue came in with the normal hair. Because that's when people
started freaking out
and saying, why do you describe our hair like that? But if you look at the advert, first of all, from my perspective, when you look at flat and fine hair, I have had a lot of white friends, and I know a lot of white people. No one wants their hair to be fine and flat.
Yes,
it's just a definition of the type of hair that that product serves.
Yeah.
Now, the issue came in when they wrote normal hair. And I think for them, when they were creating this advert, they're like, yeah, no, we're going to do this, we're going to kill it, whatever. And then they wrote normal hair, and then the EFF
got
involved.
Well, the thing also is, like, what's normal for me isn't normal for you.
Yeah.
So they probably thought, so this is normal for us, for the, well, let me not speak for them. I'm going to speak as, like, from my perspective, from how I see it. So they probably thought this is, sure, yeah, this is the thing.
For me personally, then, I think from a marketing perspective, that was a dumb decision. Because we live in a world that is sensitive. And the world is sensitive because there's a lot of identity issues, and that comes from sin and everything. And now what they did on their part, I'm going to speak what I believe. What they did on their part was a stupid decision. Were they trying to be racist intentionally? I personally don't think they were trying to be racist. We live in a world where everything that everyone says, you literally have to watch what you say.
Yeah, exactly.
Because anything you say can offend someone.
Yeah.
And people get offended by anything these days. And I'm going to say it quite plainly, because people, we look at the most stupid things and then we start thinking our own things about it. I mean, people could even just blink in your direction and you'll say it's racist. And that's the type of world we live in. And that's not from the other person's perspective. It's from your perspective because you are putting what is in your head on the other person. You're thinking, just because I think this of myself, they're thinking it of me as well. And then we start to sort of generalize, and we start to sort of put everyone in one category and say, white people are racist, and now all white people are racist. And now, even if you're walking in the mall and there's a white person there, that white person is racist. And that's wrong.
I think
perspective.
This racism thing is escalating because of this Clicks thing.
Yeah.
So now there are pictures of people saying anything you do is racist.
Yeah.
For example, okay, I saw this picture that of Sia, the rugby player, the captain. I don't know a lot about sports. Please do forgive me. I think it's the chief. No, it's not the chief.
He's what the captain.
The captain, yes.
Sia Khaleesi. Yeah.
Yes, he's the captain. So when they won the World Cup and he was raising the cup, and then people are like, oh, why is he the only one raising the heavy stuff? Why can't the white people also carry? That's racist.
And for me, that's stupid because to carry the cup is actually an honor. But now we're starting to... They even had a picture with jelly babies or jelly teddies or
jelly
whatever.
Teddies, yeah.
And they were like, why isn't the black one on the packet?
Yeah, it's stupid.
But like, it's going on another level. And that's why I say we live in a world where everyone is sensitive. You literally... have to blink, and they'll call you something.
And they'll call you racist. They're like, oh, you're so racist. Oh, you hate me, or you're looking at me in a funny way and stuff like that. And it's bad. So, like...
Yeah, and in my opinion as well, because in South Africa, if you don't know, we have a party called the EFF. They wear red. And
wait, is that how you describe them?
That's the only thing I can say that's great about... So they wear red. And basically they led by a guy called Julius Malema. Now this guy is the same guy that is leading protests against Clicks, saying that it was a racist advert, and now he's leading these whole rallies and stuff. They're going into shops, they're burning the stuff, they're kicking stuff, they're breaking stuff, and they want to shut down Clicks. Now this same guy that is yelling racist at an advert about hair, first of all, he doesn't even use female products. I don't know what he's doing. But second of all, he is the same guy leading these protests about this racist hair product. Mm. But in the same breath, he has been known to say things like, we should kill all white people, or things like, we should take white people's land. They don't deserve anything. They should get out of our country and all of that stuff. The same guy that says such things is now calling a hair advert racist.
Racist. Well, I personally think that he has a thing against white people. Like, this ad was a door for him just to put it out there that white people are racist and stuff like that. So it's,
But it's all just a campaign for him as well. He's trying to show the people that he cares. And I'm going to put it like that because he really doesn't. He's trying to show people that he cares, that so they may vote for him in the future.
Yeah.
First of all, we need to look at who created the advert. We don't even know, because when I was listening to the interview with Clicks, he was actually speaking about the people in the advertising team being multiracial. Already there, you can see that it wasn't a one-person idea.
Yeah.
So if we're going to call the advert
obviously they do sit, or like the marketing team, if I can put it that way, they do sit and discuss. And obviously there wasn't the... I'm pretty sure the marketing team does not consist of only white people.
Yeah, it doesn't.
So,
Because the CEO actually said that there's a mixture of Indian, black, white, everything. They all sat down together like that, and they said, this is the advert we're going to put out. So how can we blame one race just because that's what suits your campaign? And that's my issue with what the EFF is doing.
Yeah.
But another thing is, with the economy that we have right now, it's almost non-existent. Now he wants to shut down stores that are making money for the economy
and get people
fired, because they're not going to have jobs anymore.
Yeah, and the economy is already in a depression. It's hectic. And the other thing, what people are busy saying is that there are lots of women that are getting raped out there and that are being abused and stuff like that. And he's not standing up for those women, but he stands up for hair.
Yeah. So, I think he just tries to be controversial because he knows that's what's going to get him views. I mean, like, even just the fact that he would allow someone in his party to slap a white man. It happened. There was a video about
it.
Right there in front of him, and he's angry, and let's slap them, let's kill them. That in itself is racist. And Julius, you better be listening. You are a racist, my sir, because of what you do. And that is what it is. Many times we point the finger and we say, that person is this, that person is that. But it's only a reflection of who we are.
Of who we are, that's true.
Yeah. And speaking more on this topic, so we want to get on to hair. So tell me a funny story about what you've thought about hair.
Well, when I was growing up, right, I literally thought, because as black people, all we want to do is wear wigs and weaves and stuff like that. We want straight hair so that we can... Well, we think that straight hair is the ish. I'm speaking for myself. So, well, growing up, I initially thought Afro hair was not a thing. It was a curse. I'm like, why do I have this hair? Because I grew up with a white friend. I had a white friend, and her hair was always, like, long, and she'd always, you know, like, do the things. And I always look at her. I'm like, wow, she's so pretty. And I thought I was not as pretty as she was. She is. She's still alive. So, yeah. So I'm like, yo, I really want to have a long white hair. I was so desperate to have white long hair to the point of, like, I would ask her, what do you put on your hair? Then everything that she'd put, I would also put how she ties her hair, I would tie it. Because I would think to myself, oh, maybe it's going to grow as long as English. As long as her hair. Okay. And then, like, this is time I even took an iron, like not an iron for hair, an iron for clothes. An iron for clothes, and like I was, yeah.
Sure. Ironing your hair.
Ironing my hair, and yeah. And then I also thought that for me to wear wigs, I would have to cut my hair. So every black person I see, I'm like, yo, this person actually cut their hair, cheese cop, bald. If you don't know cheese cop, it's bald. And then they would take the weave and put super glue on their head so that the weave or the wig can stay on for a very long time. And yeah, that's what I thought about hair. Like, and you?
Yeah, to be quite honest, growing up, I always wanted straight hair. I always wanted, like, my hair to be a certain way.
Yeah.
And for me, when I look back at that, that was a reflection of my identity. No one came to me and said that your hair must be like this, or if your hair is not like this, it's not going to be nice. But many times what we do, so now I have an issue. So now I want my hair to be a certain way.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to say that, no, my hair must be like this, and it's only like this because of them. But what did they say to me? Because they didn't say anything to me.
Yeah.
They didn't
well, this to me actually say, brings down to comparing.
Yeah.
We recently did a topic called Comparison is a Killer. So for us to get to the point of like, oh, I'm not beautiful, I don't have this hair, it's because we actually saw someone looking in a certain way. We're like, oh, she's pretty, I want to look like this. She has long hair, how come my hair is not like that? You see, so it's a thing that we want to look like someone we're not.
But
you understand?
I think that's a misconception at the same time, because yeah. There are people with very long hair that are black. I know many times people are like, black people's hair doesn't grow. That's you and your issues.
Yes.
Because I've literally seen how there are people all over the world that are black that have long hair. It's just how you take care of your hair. And many times when you don't take care of your hair, now you're blaming it on your hair. It's not your hair.
Yeah, true.
Because at the end of the day, it's not like your hair doesn't grow. Your hair is constantly growing. And the thing is, if you're not taking care of it, then it's going to break.
It's going to break.
Your hair's
going to
be short.
Yeah.
And then you think that your hair only grows to a certain length, and now you think that all of these things, but you can actually grow your own hair. And for me, I had to learn, because now I love my hair the way it is. But that was me changing my character. It wasn't someone that had to come to me and say that your hair is whatever. It was me changing how I look at myself. Because many times you look at yourself a certain way, then you put that on other people and think they look at you that way.
Yeah, but that's true.
They actually don't. It's an issue that you have in yourself. Mm-hmm. So once I fixed the issue in myself, not by myself, I didn't fix it myself. But once I actually started fixing that issue of my identity, once I actually started doing that, I actually started liking things about myself. Where beyond hair, I even liked putting on makeup, and I wouldn't like myself without makeup. But that's an identity issue.
Yeah.
Now with makeup as well, are we going to say it's because white people, now I have to put makeup? I just think that's the misconception that happens in the world.
Yeah. It's the same thing as like what's trending. There was a period of time where Afro was like a thing. And then girls, well, most girls didn't like natural hair. Like, oh, and stuff, I want long hair and stuff like that. But then when the trend started with the Afro hair, some girls, like, we started feeling better about ourselves. Like, oh, okay, so Afro hair is a thing. We are actually beautiful with our Afro hair and stuff like that. So I think it's also because of social media, if I can put it that way. What we see on social media also, it impacts us.
Yeah.
The same with skin. Yeah, I have a friend who once told me that she in school she struggled a lot because they used to tease her about her skin and stuff like that. Like, oh, you're so dark and stuff like that. Oh, you're so dark. Eskom, this and this and this. So now that dark skinned girls started coming out more, you know, the models, like, what's her name? Yeah, that model, the famous model, the dark one. So they started coming out, embracing herself and stuff like that. So she also started feeling better about herself because she saw someone embracing their skin. So she's like, okay, so it's okay for me to be dark. I'm beautiful the way I am and stuff like that. Just because they saw someone doing the same thing. So, yeah, I think it's, yeah, it also depends on the trends when what us girls feel about ourselves.
Yeah, but I think that shouldn't even be a factor because yeah, then where do you find your identity? Yeah. Do I find it now in social media? And then if I don't have this or if I'm not that, then...
Yeah, it's actually a sad truth that most of us actually find our identity on social media instead of going to the cross and and finding our identity in Jesus Christ. We actually go on social media or in other people. If you see someone or if someone comes to you and be like, oh, you're so beautiful. Like, oh, okay, thank you. Just because someone says you're beautiful, now you believe that you are beautiful. The Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
So now when you feel down and someone comes to you like, or someone comes to you like, oh, you don't look nice, and now you're like, oh, for real, I don't. Now you believe that you have that mentality of like, oh, I am ugly just because someone told me that. And yeah, so.
But it's also in ourselves because I've realized 15,000 people.
Yeah.
And you don't see 15,000 people a day, but let's just pretend. 15,000 people could tell you you're beautiful, you look nice.
Yeah.
And then that one person comes.
Sure.
That one that is listening to the voice. That one person comes and then they like, you're ugly, or I don't like your shirt, or I don't like your shoes, or why are your pants so tight, or why are your shoes like that, or whatever.
Yeah,
that one
true.
Person comes and now everything is gone.
Mm.
That's an issue. Because then that shows you that in yourself you already had that issue and that person was just affirming the issue you had in yourself.
The issue that you have in yourself.
Yeah.
That is true. Which is why we need to, like I said, we need to find our identity in the person who made us.
Instead of finding identity everywhere, you will never, ever have
fixed
identity if you look for it in people.
Yeah.
People can be mean.
Yeah.
They could be having a bad day. They could just generally just not like you. And then you look ugly. But at that time, you are slaying from head to toe. You look so good that they are jealous. In fact, that's why they're talking to you like that.
Yeah,
that's
true.
What happens. And even like on the road, like a guy will be asking you, they'll be like, hey, okay, in South Africa, I don't know if it's the same in your country, but in South Africa, the guy's literally on the road. Oh, I think it's everywhere. They catch call and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And now, once you've rejected them, now they're feeling rejection. Then they're like, ah, you ugly anyway. That comment stays with you. You forgot that they thought you were beautiful now because they were asking you out now. Now you think that you're ugly. It can't happen. That's why we need to restore our identities first at the cross.
Yeah.
Because if you're not restored there, then hair adverts will come. You'll be offended.
And then you'll be offended.
Jelly babies don't put a black one on the packet. You'll be offended. They'll make Sia Kolisi himself. He's not offended. He's happy that he's carrying the trophy. You're offended on his behalf. And he's happy. You'll be offended.
It also comes down to like, you know, I'm always telling the girls that every girl I meet, I don't know, I feel like I should be a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
I always tell them to stand out, not to blend in the crowd. Don't want to look like someone just because someone is doing this and stuff like that. Just because you saw her, she pierced the nose, they're like, oh, I was going to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to do this just because she's doing it. Don't do that. Be unique. You are created to stand out, to... Sure, to be who you are, not to be like, if God wanted you to look like someone,
He was going to give you the same fingerprint as them. He was going to give you exactly the same things as them. He wasn't going to make you like that. And it's not only for girls only, because guys also look at masculine guys, or they look at tall guys, or they look at short guys, and I don't know. But you look at other guys and you're like, oh, why didn't God make me like that? God made you like that. And you're perfect like that.
Yeah, you are.
That's it. You are perfect in your identity being like that. And the last thing I want to speak about on this topic before we move on to lighthearted stuff is cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
Because now they're like, why is Kim Kardashian doing cornrows? Why are white people doing braids? Why are they doing dreadlocks?
It's for black people.
It's cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
For black people. They mustn't come and take our culture now. They must stay with their culture.
Then you, like, first the store,
and me
then
together like this. When we are putting on these wigs, what are we appropriating? Can you please just stop it?
Because they're now, like, first they stole our land, now they're stealing our hairstyle.
Imagine, you're also stealing the hairstyle with your...
with the weave and wig.
You're also stealing, so let us all steal together. All of us.
Stealing from each other.
There's
so
no such thing, and I don't think it should even be a thing where this is for black people, this is for white people, this is for... Shame, the Indians and the colors always get left out. This is for Indian people, this is for color. It shouldn't even be a thing.
We shouldn't even see color. We're all humans, we are all people.
Yeah.
Like we, yeah, sure.
Because really this race thing is getting to a point at the end of the day, they'll say if you're wearing a wig, you're white. Like... We need to stop it before it gets
the
too far.
The next thing, if a white person does cornrows, oh, he's racist.
Hey,
oh,
listen. It's going to go too far. That's why I'm saying now, let us stop with this nonsense of topics that don't even matter. Let us start fighting the real enemy, because there's real things that are happening in the world.
Yeah.
And many times we don't understand that because we are close-minded. We are followers. We are just waiting for the world to say racism. Oh, racism.
Yeah, exactly.
Gender-based violence. Oh, gender-based violence. Whatever the world says, you're going to jump on the trend. We need to start looking at solving, not the symptoms. Mm. Because we like solving symptoms. Racism, gender-based violence. All of these things are symptoms of the root issue. Once we solve the root issue, getting people to Jesus, sorting out sin, everything is gone. But now, if we're dealing with symptoms, we'll be dealing with symptoms until forever.
Forever.
We'll
actually
be dealing with all of these symptoms, and then nothing will ever end.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I think. Mm. So we're going to get on to something else, just to get to know each other just a little better. So we're going to ask each other this or that questions. Well, I'll ask both of us, not each other. But
not
then,
each other.
So the first one, hot chocolate or coffee?
Hot chocolate.
Yeah, hot
coffee.
Chocolate.
Coffee is not a thing. My apologies
for
to
me
all the...
as well. Listen, no, don't apologize. Coffee
like
is
apologize
better and it's not nice. Coffee isn't nice. If it's not nice, it's not nice. Yeah, is that what I'm saying? I'm sorry for all the coffee lovers, because now they're gonna say it's coffeeism. Like, you understand what I'm saying? But if it's not nice, it's not nice.
It's not shame.
Are you a morning person or a nighttime person?
Well,
morning or evening?
I feel like I am both, because in the morning I am happy, in the evening I'm happy. I'm never, grumpy. So I feel like I'm both. And you?
I won't lie, I'm not a morning person, because
are you one of those when you wake up you just want to punch someone? And
no, I don't punch people, but I just want to be quiet. I don't talk when I wake up. I literally don't want to say anything to anyone. I just want to stay quiet. And if I'm forced to speak, I get irritated. But obviously, I'm going to sort that issue out. Someone can stay with me forever.
Yes,
but
you need to,
I don't like mornings. I like being quiet until my brain has fully... Then you'll hear me going, hello, how are you? But like, not a morning
So
person.
What time do you like go to
wake
your fully...
up? I'll say maybe like... 8:30, 9:30, somewhere there. But usually, like, if you wake me up at 6 o'clock, you want to have a conversation, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen.
Well, some people say they have to have coffee first before they, you know, their personality comes out.
So text message or call?
Text messages.
Why?
I feel like I have a fear of calls. It's a thing, trust me. So, cause every time I get calls, I get awkward. Like, I'm scared. I don't know why I'm scared. I'm just scared.
I think we should act out a phone call. Okay.
Ring, ring.
Ring. Phones don't ring like that these days, but listen, it's the only sound I can make.
Hello?
How are you, Sandra?
I'm fine, thank you.
Why are you feeling like,
no, let's just not do this. I just have this awkward... it's awkward. I can't even speak about it. Not that I hate phone calls. Yeah, I would rather prefer text. Because, even though on text you can't see someone's, you can't hear someone's expressions, emotions, or whatever. But I'd rather prefer text. And you?
I prefer nothing. And like text messages and calls. I just want to be, I'm joking. I prefer calls because I feel like text messages is a lot. And then you have to type. And then your hand is sore now. Or let's say you're thinking of a long paragraph that you want to tell this person.
I know.
Now you have to type. No, it's not for me.
We have voice notes. You can VN.
Yeah.
For
and then theater or cinema?
Cinema.
Why? You don't want to see the people acting on stage?
Well, I don't know why I'm choosing cinema because I've never been. Well, I have. But yeah, I
you
think.
Metro.
Mm-hmm.
You have been to a cinema.
Yes, I have.
So which one do you prefer between live on stage and cinema?
Cinema.
Why?
I don't know. I just like, I don't like seeing the real stuff because there are lots of mistakes that can get in. That can happen. You see in cinema, they've done all the editing and stuff like that. See, you just expecting it to be cool. You're expecting all the, you know, the things to happen. But then in theater, one person can fall and...
Then they carry on acting. Change
nah,
of script.
Nah. Mm-mm.
For me, I also prefer cinema, but that's only because I don't like the pauses in between. When are the curtain closed?
Exactly.
I have to wait or the lights switch off and they switch on. Just feel like it's just a lot. And then the next one is love or money.
I love me some money.
Well,
I'm going to go with love because where there is love, there is happiness. So, but where there's money also, there's happiness. Wait, I need to think about this. Can you answer?
Okay, I'm going to choose love because where there's love, there's everything. I mean... Like, where love is, everything else follows. Money follows.
Yeah.
Everything follows. Because if you, guys...
Why did you start with money? You say there is love, there is money
because
follows.
Because the specific question is love or money. So I think for me, when you choose money, many times you find people like, let's say big corporate people or whatever, they've got all the money, but they don't have love at all. Their families hate them.
Yeah.
Their kids don't speak to them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
And most of them are actually very depressed and suicidal. And it's your tactic.
So I choose love.
So,
Yep. But where can they find us when they're looking for us in the past?
So when you're looking for us, look no more. Because you can find us on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za, where you can catch tons of shows. Is it tons or can I use tons?
A lot of shows.
A lot of shows like The Mode, Sporting Days, her show, and
my show, which is Philosophically Poetic. You can find it there.
And you can find The Political Show. You can find All Things Girl. My show. You can find it there. Find us there.
And you can find us on our socials. So find us on Facebook, /ActiveFM. Find us on Instagram, which is @ActiveFM777. Me personally, you can find me on Instagram @Philosophically_Poetic. And you?
You can find me on Instagram @TheZere19. ZEZERE19. And you can also find All Things Girl @AllThingsGirl77.
Otherwise, just go on philosophically_poetic because, like, that's a lot to remember. But otherwise, we are closing off for
Before we go, we'd like to hear your thoughts. We also have a WhatsApp line where you can get the number on our Instagram bio.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And our WhatsApp, obviously, is the green one, the same one. It doesn't have black. Please don't think it's racist. But yes,
it's white and
white and green.
So now I'm like, where's the black?
And
it's
please,
racist.
So please love us as we love you. Yes. But for another week, we're gonna be signing out. Peace out
and God bless.
Bye.
Bye.
Active FM radio has never been better.
I can't see it through. I can't see. 2020, they say keep change, keep the energy, this will only delay. These days, fast forward over replay. They was hoping that the kids would have freeze frame. Recharge, re-implement, just repay. Bigger debts than our lives had the feet waves. Appreciated freestyles on the freeway. But when the lyrics come short, let the beat play. Yeah, music don't heal, music don't heal. High five to the culture, that's real. 6 years in the game and a whole lot of pain. But the pain ain't the same if I can't feel. Can you fight tears? Can you fight fears? Will you give up if you fight years? If it's all for the music, I'm just babbling for nothing. If you actually about it, drop it all and let's do something.